Hello, friends. Here's the example I wanted to show you in this frame of what the tractor body should look like. The frame here, from front to back, from the front wheel, as you see there, is approximately 6 foot. Of course, you can make the length of this tractor any length you want, and you can make the height of your flower box whatever you want. This one is about 41, 42 inches. And remember, you've got to add your flower box in the opening of your frame there. And so whatever size flower box you want, make sure your inside dimensions match that. As you can see on the right and left side of these frames, this is where you mount the wheels. And what you want to do is make sure it's supported on your main runner from front to back on the 2x4s. As you can see, they're cut on a slant right there at the end of the flower box, going all the way to the mounting area for the wheels. Now, you need to probably make that about, I would say 6, 8, maybe 10 inches in width, supported top and bottom for your wheel mountings. And I've primed all this in a barn red, and that's a great paint. It holds up well, and it makes a good primer for your finished coat. Be sure and use enamel, oil-based, Regal red paint, or whatever red color you want that looks like an authentic Farmall color. Now, this is fairly simple to do, as I said earlier, for an intermediate person with carpentry skills. Just give her a go. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised at how it all turns out.